Well, hello there, Mrs. Williams. How are you this evening? This is the 7th of March. 1 week gone by on the march, and I haven't written you a tape for several days. I went to Da Nang. I have to write my little play someday. They sent me to Da Nang. I went to Da Nang night before last and spent all day picking up some money and fiddling around, trying to get some personnel problems solved and some impressed money. And I went down to the commissary, or the PX rather, and I had to buy some tape rolls so I could make some tapes to send to you. And I had to buy some tennis balls. And what else did I buy? Anyway, I bought so much stuff, I filled up my little briefcase that I carry, that canvas bag, the blue one. And I had to buy a new canvas bag while I was down there to carry my money back home in. So I had another million piastre payroll and let's see, 300,000 piastres for my impress fund. But I don't mind going to Da Nang. It's a kind of a break in the daily routine here. I get to have dinner up there, and usually when I get in, it's about 6 o'clock at night. I get down to the quarters where we stay, and it's about 7, and so I eat dinner. Sometimes I go over and see if there's a movie on. I always get my hair cut up there, and I did that this time too, got my hair cut, but no movie. And I went back to my room and read, and till I fell asleep. Then in the morning I get up and go down to breakfast and then head down to the courts building for my, see the personnel people and the paymaster. And I have to get all my work done before 3:30, because then I have to catch a bus and get out to the airport, catch the plane back to Quan Nai, and gets in here about 5 o'clock. And then I have to get up somebody to let me in the office, and so I can put my money away before I secure. Well, that's what happened up to Da Nang. Nothing real exciting. I didn't see too many people. I don't see anybody I know. A lot of the old timers are leaving, or the old timers that came here when I did, about the same time. This is actually my, let's see, this is about my 18th month, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. April the 10th, I'll have had my 18 months in. And I've got to spend 72 more days. So that's April, May, June. And I got to put 10 days on top of 60. That's 10. So it's the 20th of June. My date, I don't know whether this is the date I leave the country or the date I get in the United States. Well, it doesn't matter because it's the same day, but I've got to take a physical exam sometime before then, they say. So I think I'll be looking around to doing that. That's March, April, May, June. Home pretty soon, baby. March is the 3 months, half the time. And April, May, June is the other three that we're sticking on. It don't seem like I've been back here almost 3 months, but once you get to watching this sun come up and go down and come up and go down, pretty soon it all blends into one just come up and go downer. I do the same things over and over, and they say you shouldn't do that out in the VC country because the VC get wise to you and they sometimes stand out there and meet you coming. But we don't worry about that too much where I'm operating, right in the center of town. We do kind of watch vehicles. We don't leave them out. But somebody can plant a bomb in one, but we keep them inside their shelters. And so Carly's going to take care of himself real good. And in your last letter where you said you'd take care of the dog and the car and the house and good Lord take care of me. Well, I think he will. Maybe I'm just as confident as can be that he's been taking care of me a good many years, and I think he's going to continue to keep caring for me. Because I got lots to live for and lots to do yet. A lot of excitement. I got a lot of world to conquer. I got a lot of nice people I've got to go back and say howdy to, and a sweet loving wife that I just must get back and hold in my arms once again. And I know I'm going to do that because I feel it in my bones. I got those spirits that fly around me. They tell me all the positive goings on. My life is a positive life. And these angels that keep me posted and keep my spirits up all the time, they're with me always. I don't lose them. Today, or this evening rather, we said goodbye to a fellow that came here about the same time I did. And he ran Don Keating. He run the RD outfit, which is a lot of troops trained to go out in the country and take care of villages and hamlets, 59-man team. And we had him over to dinner tonight, the province chief and the chief of police, and of course the PSA and the deputy PSA, Colonel Swearingen. We had a real nice dinner, Vietnamese chow and wine and fish, and it was, our cook did a real good job on it. Everybody's kind of happy now. They're down having coffee and brandy, and I'm snuck up here to get this letter off to you because it's been some time since I've written you. And I know that I just heard our squawk box take off. We got a communication with the SOIC, the sector officer in charge that is connected with all the province. And they talk on and about and say what's going on, keep everybody informed, or keep the boss informed mostly. Let's see, left these people down with brandy, and I snuck up here to write you a nice letter because I know that you come home many a night, looked at that floor and the mail, under the mail drop, and said, Cindy, That old boy done forgot us. He didn't send us no happy cheer today. And that's too bad, because I feel bad and I have to need some cheer. And I wish he'd write every day and quit this fooling around. Well, I really should write every day. There's no reason that I can't, but it's just the damn hours. I can't seem to fit them all in. Here it is, 9 o'clock. I just got up from the dinner table. And I've been tonight, I paid all day. And it's kind of a tiresome thing. And I got a lot of problems coming up. One of my men went away, and the guy kind of depended on to help me with the pay, and he went to Saigon, and I think he took one of the secretaries with him. Anyway, I'll have to fire her, and I need a secretary bad in some jobs. So I don't know what to do. And some of my pay don't come out right. The people don't come in and get paid, and I have to get the payroll back by 48 hours. Have to get a new payroll in right away, and there's a lot of things I'm sweating here. I guess it ain't too bad. I'll sweat them along. I've been having some sad experiences with the major I'm working with. He don't want me to be working with him.